All right. Welcome back to our second portion of the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series. Today I'm Raphael Sims, your host, with Tripp Douglas, the proprietor of Fusion Coffee House, and Crema Design is our sponsor today. If you want to get involved with us, please call Tripp at Crema Design or Fusion Coffee House, and you can be a part of the jazz family here at Fusion Coffee House. We have, as our special guest today, our wish list got realized when we were able to get Andrew Lewis here. How about it? And we have on drums, if you've known him from the Vamps and many other organizations, musical groups here in town, it's the great Denny Burks on drums. How you doing, Denny?
Good, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, glad to have you, brother. So tell me what's been going on. How many groups you got going these days?
Well, this is the last phase of what I refer to as the Gigathon this week. I was at Underground 119 with the Vamps on Friday, and yesterday I went down to Hattiesburg to play with Steve Chester and Mike Piner from a group called Big House.
Yeah.
Play some old country and rock and roll songs for a friend's pool party here around the day with two amazing guys. And outside of that, I've been working with another group that I have called the Archtops. We're recording a new record at Steve Deaton's studio here in town.
Man.
Finishing that up. So that's caused me to take a hiatus from the Rump Rollers, which is yet another one of the fine aggregations that you, I think, were
right.
Alluding to. And outside of that, I'm just waiting for you to call me, man.
And I'm glad you said Rump Rollers, because, I mean, I've heard some giggles. That's a funny name for a group. But tell them, Ashley, where you came up with the name Rump Rollers for your group.
That's a good question. You've told me before, why would you name a group the Rump Rollers? I get it, but no one is going to know what that is referring to. Well, it just sounds filthy, first of all, but because it makes you want to move your rump. It's actually a reference to the great jazz trumpeter Lee Morgan. He had a tune in the mid-60s, I want to say 65, maybe 66, called the Rump Roller, which was somewhat of a soul jazz hit on the Blue Note label, and that music is kind of hugely influential on me when I first started getting into music, so I love that.
Thank you.
And Denny, for all the drum heads out there listening on the internet and they're hearing your good sound here, what kind of kit are you playing today, and what kind of drum heads for all your drum heads?
I'm playing what I refer to as my fake Gretsch kit, because I can't afford a real Gretsch kit. I'm playing a Gretsch Catalina Club jazz kit, and I would also like to point out that our lovely friend Jennifer, who's celebrating a birthday today, has the same kit as this, so she plays it better than me. This is a Gretsch Catalina Club jazz kit, and I like it because I'm a fan of classic jazz drummers, and the dimensions of the drums that they use were identical to these. 14-inch snare drum, of course, by 5-inch depth. 12-inch rack tom, 14-inch floor tom, but the crucial element is the 18-inch bass drum. But I'm using all coated Remo Ambassador heads on the top, and Remo Ambassador heads on the bottom also, and no dampening, so they're open and resonant. Now, if I could only play them, I'd be set.
Like a jazz tuning, actually.
Exactly. I try. What I know about it, yes. I mimic it from records. Thanks.
Cool. And also, I heard you guys that you played, the Vamps played at 119 this past weekend. You guys sounded great.
Yeah,
y'all, how about a hand for Denny Burks? You know, we paid tribute to our good friend, the recently departed James Allen, a great jazz lover and supporter of jazz. But we appreciate each and every one of you that turn out time after time here to support jazz, and I wish you'd give yourself a hand. And I got my good buddy here, hope he won't kill me for saying this, one of the voices of the Ole Miss Rebels football, and his name is Glenn Waddle, and he is a jazz aficionado unparalleled. He's at every jazz gig around town. Glenn, thanks for being here, man. We appreciate you, brother. Well, our guest today is Andrew Lewis. Andrew, I'm so glad you're here, man. And we had a great time, as I said, back when you were here at the festival a month or so ago. But you've got so much going on, and I hope we can get a lot of it in. Now, you have a new album, and could you tell us the name of the album and what it means and kind of how that came about?
Brother Ral.
It's on the spot.
Okay. All right.
That's okay. I don't even have an 8-track out or a 45. I don't, man, you know, it's all good.
It's called, okay. In English, no, I'll tell you the African name first.
Yeah.
We chose a South African name simply because it was being released there. And a lot of some of the songs on there were hymns that I learned there, but it's called Itemba Lame Lekwe, which means my hope is in you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And it's just a collection of hymns, some South African hymns, some familiar hymns that we know here that I've decided to do in a jazz style, because as a musician, you know, when it comes to sound, fundamentally, I believe that God created all sound, that whether we call it jazz, blues, to me, it doesn't matter. If I play this chord here, it's the same chord that I play in some other style. So I just call it music. It was music that was inspired, you know, by God. And
if it all fits into that joyful noise category.
I think so. I believe so. But so we took the hymns, we took some of the hymns and just changed them around a little bit and did them as ballads, you know, jazzed them up a little bit. Yeah.
Is it possible, do you think, maybe to do something like that today?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Just go on the other side there. All right. There's a South African hymn that says, in the Zulu language, it says, Siya kudu misa. Everybody say, Siya.
Siya.
Ku.
Dumisa.
Dumisa. Okay. And then the second part said, Nkosi.
Nkosi.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Kosi Yama.
Kosi Yama.
Nkosi. I had to think of the words for a second. All right. But here's the melody. It says,
Y'all got to sing.
Okay, now I'm going to get y'all to do it. Here we go. Siya kudu misa, siya kudu, siya kudu misa, kosi ama kosi, siya kudu misa, siya kudu. Okay, that's it. But now, what it means in English, it means, Lord, we praise you, for you are the King of Kings. So I've been hearing that song for a number of years, traveling back and forth to South Africa. And we were in a studio getting ready to do a series of messages, short messages. The title of that, the CD was going to be Look to the Future. Dr. David Malapa, who is our chairman, he was going to be doing a series of short messages. And as we were recording, I said, you know, I think I want to do some intro and outro music. So I did that song on one of the tracks, and he says, my brother, he said, you should do a whole CD with just you playing like that. So I honestly thought, you know, okay, well, it's a simple hymn. I've jazzed it up a little bit, but it has become a song that people really enjoy. When I travel around South Africa, I have to do that song so much. I enjoy doing it, so maybe we can do it. Okay, that's the basic way, but we're gonna just jazz it up a little bit. Just
cool. Okay. All right, y'all. Andrew Lewis.
Thank you.
Through the ICANN Foundation, it is available. We actually like to call it the ICANN Meditation CD.
Oh, okay.
Because it has, like I said, several hymns on there. As a matter of fact, the hymn that we dedicated to Brother Allen earlier, Greatest Thy Faithfulness, is on there, and several other familiar hymns.
Can you give us a website where that would be available? To be?
You can go to ICANNfound.org.
Okay.
And if you don't see it there, the contact information, you can send an email, and the organization can send you the the details on how to get it.
Great. Man, that's some nice music. That's some nice music.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit. We're touching on the gospel thing here. Now, I've seen you play a lot with many different people, but I know that you, as far as the church gigs and the gospel gigs, you play with the Mississippi Mass Choir. And that's a lot of people very familiar with the choir. As a matter of fact, I think they just played for a recent event. Some friends of mine were telling me earlier today that they had the pleasure of going to the Elks and seeing the Mass Choir play. Tell us a little bit about playing with the Mass Choir and just sort of, it's such an awesome group, not only, sonically, but viscerally, that it's such a large organization. What's it like being a part of that group?
For clarity, I've never been a part of the Mississippi Mass Choir band, but affiliated with them through a variety of other things.
Right. How, Jerry still.
Right. Yeah. How I became connected with the Mississippi Mass Choir was actually vicariously through my auntie in California. I think it was around 1989, 1990, somewhere around there. She sent a videotape from California to Texas. We were living in Texas at the time. And she had watched the tape apparently many, many different times, because when I put it in the VCR player, it was switched to this song. And if I could just,
there was this guy
on the piano. He did something like this. I was like, whoa, what's that? I was like, so what? Because I was trying to learn how to play. I was like, man, who is this guy right here? At the time I was listening to a lot of Richard Smallwood, but I was like, man, this guy is in Mississippi. I need to meet him. So when I graduated from high school and came to Mississippi and went to Jackson State, one of the very first people that I had the privilege of meeting was a guy named Jerry Smith, who Jerry is one of the musical directors for the Mississippi Mass Choir.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, at that time, when it came to jazz, I mean, all the mechanics of it, I understood it. I took classes on it, but I'd never played in a band, jazz band or orchestra a day before in my life until I got to Jackson State. But nevertheless, what I was doing at the time was doing sheet music for people. And Jerry found out about it, and he said to me, are you able to do such and such and such? No problem. So we did some sheet music for one of the local colleges around here for one of the, that was an arrangement, I think it was Tougaloo College, I think. I forget the guy's name, but anyway, I did the sheet music for them. And after that, I started getting more requests to do sheet music for people. So the Mass Choir had an album called I'll See You in the Rapture. And I was able to do the sheet music for the whole CD. Had to take the CD, listen to it, transcribe it, do all the notation, everything. That was fun. Gave me some early gray hairs, but it was fun.
Yeah.
But from there, the relationship with the Mass Choir kind of moved from there. And then fast forward to 2010, we have a very dear friend called Dorothy Smith. She's a part of Conrad Martin. I'm not advertising for Conrad Martin, but the big red sign in Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah.
And she says, there's a friend that I want you all to be connected with, Dr. Malapo and you and the whole ICANN, and it was Jerry Mannery.
Yes.
So Jerry Mannery is the executive director for the Mass. Now, we had dinner somewhere out here, and in that meeting, you know, just like that, we said, okay, the Mississippi Mass Choir needs to come to South Africa. So in 2010, we took a whole year. The foundation, we were fortunate to be able to take care of everything, all of their flights, accommodation, everything, fees, and we flew them to South Africa, and they did a tour in South Africa, about three different towns and three different cities in South Africa, and some small towns. They were there for about 9 or 10 days, and I had the privilege of going around with them, touring, playing, and so that was pretty fun.
That's great. Yeah. Man. Well, you know, let's play another tune. Let's do another jazz tune, and I want to follow it up with some questions about your influences.
Okay.
So, anything you want to play?
Blue Bossa.
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. Kenny Durham tune, ladies and gentlemen, called Blue Bossa. And if you would, please make welcome Andrew Lewis. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lenny Burks on drums, y'all. Oh, mercy. Andrew, well, you know, education is such an important thing, and we, you know, I know that a lot of different guys, and yourself included, have tried to make the music as real to the young people as possible and gone out. I know that here we sponsored a clinic after the festival here with Ezra Brown and you and Dale Marsh and X and some other guys to try to get the kids, you know, close to the music and where they could feel it. When you were learning and embracing jazz, I want to ask you about a couple of names and give me just a two or three word impression of these cats, man. London Branch.
Walking library, genius, just all around fantastic guy. My life would be different if I never met him.
Alvin Fielder.
Another walking library. You feel embarrassed when you talk to him. You say, where does he get this stuff from? Life would be different if I never met him.
Now, getting a little closer to home, tell me about your influences within your family and you know, where that started.
I think, you know, it definitely starts with my mom, Brenda Rogers. She's not here today, but she will be here the next time. Amen, Eugenia, right?
We're going to say hello to her right now. Hey, Ms. Rogers.
All right. But my mom is an artist. She does all kinds of different art. And also she's a teacher, she's an education. But the one thing that she did, I think, that really influenced the music for us was she did not limit us on the kind of music that we listened to. She had a very eclectic taste in music. I mean, I remember specifically there were certain albums that we had. We had, you know, Aretha Franklin albums. We had, this is for some of the younger ones, they may not remember this, but older people may remember, there was a blues guy named ZZ Hill. And I promise you, not even Down Home Blues, there was this one song, and it's a shame I don't know how to play it right now, but I will learn, but it's called Shade Tree Mechanic. I would listen to that song almost every day, Shade Tree Mechanic. And then we would move from ZZ Hill to Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. They had this tune. There was a Charlie Parker album. I don't remember the specific album, but the song off of it was called Salt Peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
Salt Peanuts. We used to listen to that all the time. Then we would move from, we moved from Aretha Franklin to ZZ Hill to Charlie Parker, then to Beethoven, Fifth Symphony, and then we moved to Haydn. We moved to Brahms. And then we moved from all of that back to Michael Jackson, you know.
Yeah.
They stole my Michael Jackson albums when I was in the seventh grade. I'm still upset about that. I'm still upset about that, yes. But we heard all of these different kinds of sounds. And then in church, you know, we heard this gospel sound. And I have to demonstrate that there's one lady in Mississippi that I promise you, for my entire life, she would just be special to me because I would listen to her play the piano. Her name is Dorothy Faye Jasper. She's still living today, but she had this kind of sound. Almost everything she played kind of had this.
Come on, y'all.
Kristen's age, I would sit in the car and I would, I was trying to hear these different sounds. And when I was 10 years old, I had an opportunity to play the violin. There was a lady named Miss Gum. I think her name was Susan Gum. I don't know, but Miss Gum. They were doing a program in the Jackson Public Schools at the time. And I learned how to play violin. The next year, We moved to Texas. I switched to string bass, electric bass, and a number of the instruments, but I always wanted to play the piano. We didn't have money, you know, to pay for piano lessons growing up, but I would try to listen, and my sisters are my witness. People would say, get off the piano, stop banging on that piano. Every opportunity I had. Then a fantastic thing happened in 1986. I had an opportunity to go to a performing arts middle school, grades 6 through 8. And the guy's name, Martin Clancy, he's in Iowa now, never will forget him. He spent time with me, taught me music theory. The lunchtime after school, taught me how to use the computers, the whole nine yards.
It's important.
Very, very important guy, and prepared me to go to the high school I went to, which was the Houston High School for the Performing and Visual Arts. Now, by that time, I was steeped off into classical music, playing, acoustic bass, you know, contra bass, as they said, all the various symphonies, going to solo competitions, but I still wanted to play piano. And so it was in 1990 and 1991, there's a guy named Dr. Robert Morgan, who was the jazz director at the school, had a class in jazz theory. And at that school, we had to take all of the different music courses, music theory, e-training, so on and so forth. But that last year, we could take any class we wanted. And so I took jazz theory. So I learned how to do, you know, fundamentally all of just, okay, Andrew, spell out of the C7 chord, C, G, B flat, sharp 9, sharp 11, and what scale goes with that? And at the time, you know, I really was not playing piano. He said, Andrew, he said, if you're going to play the piano, you need to learn some technique. So later on, I came to Jackson State, and my best friend in high school was a girl, believe it or not. We were not girlfriend and boyfriend. She was just my best friend.
Yeah, I tried to work that angle a few times.
But she there were two classical pieces that she had to play, and I took her music and I learned how to play them. So I came to Mississippi knowing how to play these two little classical pieces on the piano. I don't even remember what they are right now, it's been so long ago, but anyway, Dr. Karen Lobinger, she's the piano director of keyboard studies at Jackson State University, and Dr. Anita Jackson, who's retired now, they put me into a secondary piano course, and Dr. Branch, and let me go back, because this is very critical. Just put a pin there for a second. When I was in the getting ready to go to the ninth grade, I came down here to Mississippi to visit my grandmother with my sisters, and Jackson State was having a music workshop for orchestra. And Dr. Branch said he wanted me to come. My grandmother said, well, we really don't have the money to send Andrew. Dr. Branch said, well, send him anyway. You know, Dr. Branch.
Yeah.
Send him anyway. And I went to this camp for a week. And he said to me then, this was the summer before my high school year, my freshman year in high school, he says, if you decide to come to Jackson State, we will give you a scholarship. Now that was really strange. I mean, I hadn't even been to high school, but he offered me a scholarship. Took him up on that offer, he was a man of his word, went to Jackson State on scholarship, but I wanted to play piano. So the summer after my freshman year, I went to summer school, not because I had to, but because I specifically spent the whole summer with Dr. Lobinger working on keyboard studies. At I'm getting tongue tied here. I auditioned for the piano department, made it in, and she was the first person that ever taught me piano when I was a sophomore in college, was the first piano lesson that I ever heard. But all of these different musical influences from gospel, jazz, blues, the whole nine yards, they came colliding together. You know, they were in me, but I had to get them out.
Yeah.
So what she taught me, you know, were, you know, technical things, you know, how to play, you know, chromatic scales and all kinds of, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know. She taught me all that kind of stuff, and for this day, I will be grateful to her for teaching me those things. But what I learned in the process is that the education is very important, simply because in order to play music, you know, you need to understand the fundamentals of the music. You need to understand the technique behind the music. Some of the people who were pioneers in the music, and so I'm very fortunate that I've had a lot of different people to, you know, be a great influence to me. I can't leave out Dr. Russell Thomas because,
absolutely,
interesting story. The first day at Jackson State, I actually wanted to major in computer science. And Dr. Branch said, "So are you gonna major in music?" Because I had a music scholarship. I said, "Okay." And while he was sitting there at his desk writing the, you know, we're doing whatever he was doing, there was some chord changes on the board. Now remember, I had, you know, taken jazz theory the year before, so technically I knew all the different stuff, so I was sitting there playing the changes. And all of a sudden, he said, "Russell," he said, "come around here for a second." And for any of you that know Dr. Russell Thomas, you know, he said, okay,
yeah, all right, yeah.
All right, so Dr. Thomas, he would kill me if he was here. No, he would just laugh. Dr. Thomas came around and he says, Dr. Brand said, "Russell, I want you to listen to this guy." So they put this, I think it was a blues or something, and I played through the blues changes. The next thing I knew, I was in the jazz band. I had never been in a jazz band before in my life, Janice, not a one.
Russell had found him a piano player for the next 3 years.
but the thing is, I didn't know how to play solos, but I knew how to read chord changes and read the music, you know, the charts. And so I survived. There was a guy named Tony Wolf. Tony Suggs, we call him Wolf. Oh, yeah. He played with Count Basie Band.
Yeah,
you met Tony.
Yes.
That's why I met Jure and all those guys, Andre. So Ezra, that's why Ezra and I first met in the jazz band at Jackson State. I played in the jazz band, learned how to solo, had the first opportunity that I had to like play around Jackson was with Dr. Branch and a guy, he's gone on to glory, his name was Jack Jones.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, Jack Jones was the gig person, you know, all around town at the Capitol City Club down in downtown Jackson. But nevertheless, it was that experience at Jackson State.
And that's learning too, that's continued education.
Absolutely, learning on the spot, you know.
Yeah.
It was that experience.
That's Votech School for music.
Right. It was that experience at Jackson State, you know, along with some of the technical stuff that I learned in high school that helped me. But, you know, fundamentally, it's always been church for me. You know, that's why I learned how to play piano. That's where my passion came from. So you will find
the
that,
source, yeah.
Right, whatever I play, whether you call it jazz, blues, or gospel, is going to have part of me in it. It's my voice.
Right,
you know,
I
don't consider myself a singer, but I try to sing through my playing, and that's where it comes from.
Well, I know you got your family here today, and I think you got some musical. We're actually running overtime. Is everybody having a good time? Is it okay we go over a little bit?
All right.
We got a little short time left, and I know you got some family here, and I think they were going to make a little music with you, perhaps.
Yeah, I got my brother-in-law. Let's see, how many years has it been now?
The one that's going to hook me up with the Infinity, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Antonio Chambers is one of the top salespersons at Hair and Gear Infinity.
Yes,
so if you need any kind of Infinity, that's the man. But he's also a world-class musician, percussionist. I'm not going to make him sing, but a brilliant singer. He also plays piano as well.
Oh, man.
My grandmother used to say, "He that tooteth not his own horn, his horn shall not be tooted." So I'm tooting his horn, but I'm going to ask Antonio to come, and there's one tune I'm going to ask him to play with me. All right.
We're going to have Antonio come up and do one, then we'll bring Danny back, and we're going to close it out. But at this point, while we're doing the switch here, we want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to us on the internet. And we want to thank our sponsor, Crema Design, and Tripp Douglas and the folks. If you're interested in being a sponsor of the Jazz Series, please contact Tripp here at Fusion Coffee House or at Crema Design, and we'd love to bring you into the jazz family. We've got more series coming up every month. We've got somebody coming out. We've got some real interesting ones lined up, so we hope that you guys will stay with us. Go to our website, www.fusioncoffeehouse.com, and keep you posted on everything. All right, Andrew, what are we going to do?
There's a tune right there that I wrote out for you on the other side.
All right.
This could be trouble.
No, Brother Ralph can do it. But like I said, you know, I come from the church, and so everything that I do is kind of rooted there. But there's a song that's really based on this scripture, which is it's a great inspiration to me. It's Psalm 42. It says, "As a deer panteth after the water brook, so my soul panteth after thee, O God." But that's the song simply says, "As the deer."
It's just, all right.
Andrew Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. Antonio on drums. All right. We hope you've enjoyed being with us today for the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series. And Andrew, I just want to say, man, what a blessing it's been to have you with us. We wanted you with us for a long time. Thank you for being here. And I don't know how many of you go to our website and kind of get read the preview and everything. One of the things that impressions in the trip asked me to come up with some impressions about Andrew and what we could kind of expect is music is a beautiful thing. It's the language of life. It's it doesn't matter if you're learning how to play the ukulele just so you can sit around when you get home from work and have a beer and learn how to play a little song, or whether you're playing in the symphony, or whether you're playing in Carnegie Hall, you know, the jazz group. I mean, it just really, whether you're playing at church, it really doesn't matter. I mean, it's all good. Everything about playing music is good and beautiful. But what may be a little more specialized, a little more rare in that realm is when you meet an individual that when you hear them with your ears and you've gotten to know them a little bit and you're getting to know more about them, that the very notes that they play and the very musical thoughts that they have are really a reflection of who they are. When they play with tenderness, you know, you can actually visualize a beautiful wife and the beautiful daughter. And, you know, when they play with some passion, you know, you can tell that there's something that they're really wanting to say. Andrew Lewis embodies that to me. He's a wonderful musician, and it's just been a blessing to have you here today, brother. Thank you. I hope you'll come back because we can do a lot more.
All right.
Andrew Lewis, y'all.
Thank you.
Jenny Burks back here on drums. Jenny, you the man. You the guy, you know. You stay on my Dialodex or whatever you call them things. And we want to tell you we've got some great artists that are going to be coming here for the future dates here. And so y'all just watch FusionCoffeeHouse.com. Andrew, you got anything you'd like to say real quickly, and then we'll play them out?
Yeah. You know, let's give it up for Raphael Sims.
No. Thank you.
Give it up for Trip for opening up this opportunity. All right.
Yes, sir.
Since we are getting into the summertime,
yeah,
I just want to close out with a tune called Summertime.
Absolutely.
I hope it's in her key, but I just want to, as we close out, invite my friend,
absolutely,
Janice Lewis, right over there.
Absolutely.
Just to come up and just sing with us a little bit. Is that okay, Janice?
All right.
Come on, Janice. Denise Lewis. Y'all, we've enjoyed being here. Thank you, Crema Design, for sponsoring today's show. This has been one of the best ones we've had. And thank you, folks, for turning out and being here with us live. If you're listening to us on the World Wide Web, look us up, find out what we're about, get in touch with us. And Jazz Lives, James Allen, thank you. We will not forget you, and you'll be with us every week. How about a big hand, y'all? We're going to take it out with a little Summertime. Trip, thank you. Thanks to all of the folks working here and keeping y'all in the coffee and the gelato and everything. Look, please tell people about us, because during the week, if you can stop by here and you can have a little lunch, a little breakfast, a little after work snack, you can have your business meetings on this big soft sofas and stuff we got in here. And then, of course, we've got a bevy of computers over there. So this is the place you need to be, Fusion Coffee House. Raphael Sims saying thank you so much once again, and we will see you next time on the Jazz Spot here at Fusion Coffee House. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.